Infosys beats street estimates in Q4, but guidance disappoints. India's online gaming sector gets a referee. Slice to raise $100 million. Amazon's 2,800 crore rupees of quick commerce push. Anthropic's Mythos a risk for fintechs, says DFS secretary.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. Alright, let's start with online gaming, where India now has a clear rulebook in place. The center has notified the promotion and regulation of online gaming rules, bringing the 2025 law into effect from May 1st. Now, this sets up a central framework to regulate the sector, which has operated in a grey zone so far. Now, at the core of the rules is a clear distinction. Permissible games include esports and social gaming, while any game involving staking or wagering is classified as prohibited online money game. Now, that means such games cannot be offered, advertised, or even facilitated. Now, payments like entry fees or in-app purchases are allowed, but only if they are not linked to wagering outcomes. Now, a new online gaming authority of India will act as the central decision maker. It has powers to summon records, issue directions, and even order takedowns. Now, it can also direct intermediaries and payment firms to block access or transactions. Now, violations come with penalties of up to rupees 1 crore and 3 years in jail. For platforms, not all games need to be registered, only those flagged based on risk or category. Once approved, registrations will be valid for 10 years. There is also a tiered grievance system that moves from the platform to the authority and then to the IT secretary. So overall, the focus is now on how games generate revenue, and that will determine whether they are allowed to operate. All right, moving on to fintech, big developments here where Slice is preparing for its next funding round. The Bengaluru-based company is in talks to raise between $80 to $100 million from investors including Axel, Elevation and Peak 15 Partners. Now, this will be the fintech's first major fundraise since transitioning into a small finance bank. The round could also include a secondary component depending on how discussions evolve. The valuation is now expected to be under $1 billion, which is lower than the $1.4 billion it commanded in 2022. Now, this is also the first time the company may bring in pure play venture capital firms at a late stage, with investments likely coming from their growth funds. Now, the funding talks come after the company indicated it has turned profitable and also expanded its banking operations. It is currently issuing around 3 lakh bank accounts every month and has seen deposits grow after its merger. So the round, if completed, would place Slice among a set of startups that have raised large rounds this year across sectors. All right, moving on to quick commerce, where the race for faster delivery is intensifying. Amazon is investing rupees 2,800 crore to expand its rapid delivery service, Amazon Now. Now, the service currently operates through more than 300 micro-fulfillment centers and plans to expand further across cities. Now, the strategy is focused on scale, adding more nodes to reduce delivery distances and speed up fulfillment. Now, this investment builds on an earlier 2,000 crore rupees logistics push the company made in 2025. So the company is adding fulfillment centers, sortation hubs, and last mile delivery stations, especially in tier 2 and tier 3 markets. Now, alongside infra, there's also a tech layer here. AI and machine learning are being used to optimize routes, reduce idle time, and improve delivery efficiency. At the same time, there's also focus on workforce support, including rest facilities, safety alerts, and health coverage for delivery partners. Now, the broader shift here to understand is that speed is becoming a key differentiator, and companies are investing heavy to support that. All right, moving on to AI and regulation, significant development coming in where Anthropic's Mythos model is now under scrutiny in India. Government and regulatory authorities are assessing the potential risks and opportunities linked to the model, especially for the financial sector. Now, a recent meeting today chaired by the Finance Ministry brought together officials from the Department of Financial Services or DFS, MeitY and CERTIN, indicating a coordinated approach. Now, the RBI is also engaging with global regulators and banks to evaluate risks. So early assessments suggest that such models could accelerate the discovery of software vulnerabilities, raising cybersecurity concerns for India. Now, regulators in other regions, including Japan and Australia, are also reviewing the impact of similar tech. So the focus right now is on understanding how such AI systems could affect financial infra and what safeguards may be required. And finally, to IT earnings, where Infosys has reported its fourth quarter numbers. The company posted a net profit of about 8,500 crore rupees, which was up around 27.8% quarter on quarter. This has beat analyst estimates. Revenue came in at around 46,400 crores. This was also up around 2% sequentially. Operating margins also seems to have improved for the IT company, with EBIT margin expanding to 21% from 18.4% in the previous quarter. The company also announced a final dividend of rupees 25 per share. However, growth remains modest. Revenue growth was limited, and the company has given a cautious guidance, just like other IT firms we heard yesterday, for FY27, projecting about 1.5 to 3.5% growth in constant currency terms. Infosys seems to have fared better compared to other IT companies that we saw yesterday. Now, this aligns with trends seen across the IT sector, where the guidance has been very cautious. Companies continue to report steady deal pipelines, but cautious demand due to global macroeconomic conditions and lower discretionary spending is continuing. We'll have to wait and watch how the whole sector performs. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every weekday in the evening, so tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dalip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.